Well, I'm joined on the phone this afternoon by my special guest, Richard Fay. Richard is a Brisbane-based councillor. He is the CEO of Centre for Men, and it is a great pleasure to be chatting with you, Richard.
Timothy, it's good to be here.
Let's continue talking about men, men's mental health, and particularly how to cope during this uncertain season we find ourselves in. And of course, different options here that might apply to different men. Let's start with the first, and that might be that a man has to start working from home for perhaps the first time in his life. Let's, I suppose, explore some of the challenges that might then bring up.
One of the challenges is that men can tend to focus on a task and become very absorbed by that task and then lose focus of anything else around him. So it's really good for a man to break up his day and start to take intentional breaks. I'd suggest no more than 3-hour blocks of work, and then give himself at least half an hour. And when he stops work, have a space in the house where he works, and then leave that space. Even strangely, this is going to sound quite odd, walk out the door outside, walk around for a little bit in the sunlight, and then walk in a different door. If he's got a front door and a back door, walk in the back, go down the gate, walk in the back door. It'll change his mental space, and it'll help him transition back to a different space, because it's an entirely different energy to be with family than it is to be with work. And also, his wife may be working from home. And so by doing that, you can do shifts, and she can then have 2 or 3 hours on, and you can be with the family. And it helps you transition. Men don't transition easily in small bites. So if they're interrupted often, they'll get very frustrated. But if they're allowed to focus for a couple of hours, or no more than 3, they can get quite a lot done in a shorter amount of time.
Okay. Let's then, you mentioned the word interruptions. Let's quickly talk about that, because obviously if they are at home, there is the potential of interruptions from the kids. So some simple guidelines around setting boundaries to our kids about dad's in this workspace right now, can't be interrupted, et cetera, et cetera. How does that get communicated to the children?
It's always a challenge, particularly with very young children. So if they are preschool age or younger, it's almost impossible. And it really does depend on his partner being able to provide a scaffolding for him to be able to work. And he should be able to provide the same for her as well later on. However, if they're older, to sit down and have a conversation and then ask, will this work for you? And if it won't, can we work out some more creative ways around it? So that they can say, Dad, I need you right now. And you can say, I will be there in 15 minutes, because right now is not acceptable. It's never really right now. It feels urgent for a child. But if that child is able to look after themselves, distract themselves, do something for 15 minutes, then that gives Dad time to reposition himself so that then he can be with his child who might need him. And mum also may need also that space. And so, as I said, you need to be able to trade places between mum and dad and the children so that they understand the new rules and they agree to them.
Now, that is with regards to working from home. Let's talk about dads who sadly may have lost their jobs over the last few weeks or might be in the process of it looking like it might head that way. Some thoughts, Richard, around starting to accept that and starting to process that.
Yes, the first thing is to slow everything right down, because what happens when we get anxious is we tend to speed everything right up. And when we speed things up, we don't think very well. So there are a whole lot of options right now. There's going to be rent relief. You won't need to pay your mortgage straight away. The government is going to provide other forms of support. And when you hear the news that you've lost your job, it can feel catastrophic in the moment. And the reality is that a few days or a week later, it doesn't feel quite so catastrophic. And you need to navigate those few days, and so that when you get to a week later, you can think calmly and clearly. So be able to talk about it. Again, finding someone who's wise and safe and is able to talk through this is going to help that man a lot. He's not an island. Men often feel like, I've got to fix this all myself. I've got to be the champion. I've got to be the hero. I've got to provide for my family. That puts enormous pressure. And he can suddenly feel like, I'm not a man because I'm not providing for my family. You can also minimize expenses. So if he slows it right down, starts to work out with his partner, how can we make this work? So let's be more calm, regulated, and careful about how we plan our future, and for the man not to feel like he needs to do it alone. And if he needs to talk to a therapist, therapists are online through Lifeline, which are free, and other therapists are offering discounted services or subsidized services to make it more affordable for men to be able to talk to them.
Okay. Some great straightforward advice there from my special guest, Richard Fay. RichardFay.com.au is Richard's website. You can also check out Centre for Men Australia. That's cfma.org.au. And Richard is the CEO of Centre for Men and a Brisbane-based counsellor. Richard, I really appreciate your time, your advice, your wisdom there. We will talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Thanks, Timothy.